Good morning. I'm Adoree Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And you know, here's an economic history lesson. Back in the 70s, it wasn't depression people were so worried about. It was inflation. Yesterday, the federal funds rate, you may recall, stood at 1.5%. Well, that benchmark borrowing rate for banks in 1974 was more like 10%, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average was hovering around 600. There were massive job losses heading into the final months of 1974, and President Gerald Ford addressed a weary nation.
In his first inaugural address, President Franklin D. Roosevelt said, and I quote, "The people of the United States have not failed. They want direct, vigorous action, and they have asked for discipline and direction under our leadership."
President Ford dreamed of mobilizing the nation to work together to turn the economy around. With inflation rising despite a program of federal price controls, the federal government literally set the prices of all kinds of goods. Nothing was working. So the president decided to sign every American up as an inflation fighter.
A very simple enlistment form will appear in many of tomorrow's newspapers along with the symbol of this new mobilization, which I'm wearing on my lapel. It bears the single word, win. I think that tells it all.
Win, that'll do it. It stood for Whip Inflation Now. But of course, when he introduced it to the nation in his nationally televised speech, President Ford kind of botched the acronym.
My conclusions are very simply stated. There is only one point on which all advisors have agreed. We must whip inflation right now.
Whip inflation right now. That's WIRN. Doesn't quite have the snap of win, but Americans got the point anyway. It was all about cutting costs on everything from energy to food. The president got positively giddy talking about the gardens Americans would plant to help out their grocery bills.
Do it yourself. Plant wind gardens for yourself or within your community. Pool. Other do-it-yourself skills, and you can.
But all the wind gardens and other do-it-yourself efforts didn't really work, and Whip Inflation Now became a campaign joke. The only national consensus on the economy during the Ford administration was that Gerald Ford should leave the White House, and he did when Jimmy Carter took over in 1977.
But I took office a couple of weeks ago in the middle of the worst economic slowdown of the last 40 years.
But the economy would do in Carter as well. The one-term president established an inflation czar who monitored prices and wages and expanded elements of the Republicans' price controls. In February of 77, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had made it to 950. The Fed funds rate had been cut in half to 4.7%. But still, inflation ground on.
Other nations will join and support us as we cut down our use of oil and increase our own production of energy.
But again, it was only a dream. Inflation wouldn't subside until well into the Reagan administration. By then, the Federal Reserve had raised the Fed funds rate up beyond 17%. Carter had no buttons to fight inflation. He did once officially ban his inflation czar from saying the word inflation. That's right. And reportedly, his frustrated advisor, a Cornell economist named Alfred Kahn, chose the word banana as a substitute.
We have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We got string beans and onions and big juicy lemons.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.